106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Fulbert, of course, also a Rocky Mountain Outlook reporter. And the Outlook this week has just issued their annual Best of the Bow, celebrating everything that is good in Canmore and Banff.
Absolutely. This is an exciting time because our readers get to vote. They get to submit what their favorite things are. And our categories stretch as far as the valley, from types of food and best place to meet your future Mr. or Mrs. or go dancing, best nachos, best pizza, to things like best community representatives and best use of tax dollars, which is what I focused on this year. And for Banff, second year in a row, pedestrian bridge.
Wow.
Congrats, slow clap for that, considering that it was not universally received in that community.
And yeah, I think there's still a little bit of controversy around there, isn't it?
I think there's actually a lawsuit pending. In Canmore, it's bike lanes and bike infrastructure. And this is really exciting because I think we finally reached that precipice this year of putting in bike infrastructure every year as a community where it's like tangible, and having those lanes out there really have given people the confidence of riding their bikes. And the more people we get out on bikes, the better our town is in the summer.
You know, with the Sharrows and the dedicated bike lanes on 7th, I definitely feel more comfortable riding my bike on the street downtown because it feels like we're being welcomed on these roads now.
It's a sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a bike and I belong on the road, and following the rules of the road. It's all about communication and respect. It's really great to see this, and I think it's going to continue. And there was the Alberta Bicycle Commuters Conference last weekend, and I think there's real momentum to take Alberta in this direction. I remember a time when the MD of Bighorn approached Alberta Infrastructure to say, hey, we have a lot of cyclists and a lot of rollerbladers using the 1A highway between Canmore and Exshaw. There's lots of big trucks, and this is a safety issue. Let's widen the shoulder. There's space here for them. Let's provide safe space. And Alberta Infrastructure's response was, highways and roads are for cars and trucks, not bikes.
Times have changed, I guess, eh?
Times have changed, and the first major change was that extension of the Legacy Trail from the East Park gates to the Visitor Information Center. And when we talk about commuters, this isn't recreational biking. This is doing your daily commute or business or errands on your bike. And by doing that, we save parking and congestion, and there's less greenhouse gases, and you get your exercise for the day. It's really exciting, and I'm hoping next year's bike infrastructure money takes us to another level.
Yeah, totally.
Best of the Bow this week in the Outlook. Lots of great things to celebrate. And if you voted and you see someone that you felt strongly about, go in and congratulate them, because it's a great honor.